Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Everybody's favorite game, Beat the Bank.
Yep.
Kids love it, adults love it, grandparents love it. Unicorns love it. Everybody loves Beat the Bank. This is where you can win up to $1,000, Kid Nation. All you got to do is get in. We'll put you inside the bank vault, and you yell stop. Let's get a contestant on the line first. 800-KID-LIVE is our phone number.
Now, you must be between the ages of 18 and 111.
Yeah.
Right?
That's where we cut it off, I think.
Okay, our phone number is 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we'll take caller number 13 to go inside the vault. And while we wait, we have this cool feature now where you can text the show with that same phone number.
Yep.
Yeah.
And what was it, like last week, Kelly? We started receiving a text message every day from this dude.
It's been longer than that.
Same number, yeah. But similar content in his
always,
text, right?
Always obsessing about JC.
Loves JC.
Every text, well, I don't know if he loves me. Every text starts with JC and then some sort
blah,
of shot.
Blah, 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 blah.
We've had
blah, 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 blah.
The first one. The first one that caught my eye was JC has a tattoo of a naked Justin Bieber on his inner thigh, and I was like, okay, thanks, bro.
That's weird. A funny text though.
Yeah, and then it continued with one about Ricky Martin and me, and one about a guinea pig.
It's always about JC's inner thigh.
And one about a pet pig, and
that you have a pet pig on a leopard print leash. Okay.
Yeah. So those kind of...
It's fun, though, you know?
So Kelly says, why don't we call him? And I said, I don't know, because, you know, he might not answer.
Yeah, let's go ahead and call him.
Why not?
That's the cool thing about the text message is that we do have your phone number.
We can't see your name, but we can see where you're calling from.
Yeah, we don't know your name, but we do have your phone
Usually
number.
Usually you guys are great. Sometimes you guys are mean, and we see it.
I'm not even mad, because these make me laugh.
Yeah,
you know
it's
what I mean?
Funny, but why does he have such an obsession?
I don't know. We'll call him. Hold on. I think this last name. I don't know if he'll answer. I'm nervous.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on? Is this the guy that talks about the tattoos on my inner thigh?
Oh, dude. You gotta be kidding me to not just call me right now.
I did just call you right now, man, because your text messages have been cracking me up. Even though I should hate you, I don't.
Oh, JC, I'm so... That's awesome.
What is your obsession with JC's thighs, especially the inner thigh?
I don't know, man. Look, you know how guys, like, joke around, so they make fun of each other because they like each other. I guess I have a bro crush on JC.
Okay.
So the best way of me expressing my bro crush is to talk about the tattoo that I know for a fact he has.
Yeah. This is what's your name, dude?
Nick.
Nick.
My name Nick.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Of course it's Nick.
Nick's a cool guy. You always got a guy named Nick is going to be a cool guy.
I get the bro jab. You know, that's what I'm getting from him. Because you texted this morning, JC, you have to tell Selena about the naked picture of Justin Bieber tattooed on your inner thigh. It's the right thing to do.
Oh my God, dude, you just made my day, though, for real. Thank you so much.
Oh, no, thank you for saying that I look like a unicorn as well. That's very nice of you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to keep throwing you a jab here or there.
Yeah.
I listen to y'all every morning around 7 to 7:20 on the ride to work. So.
Oh, thanks.
It's
the best time to catch us because we're free to read text messages.
Yeah, right.
I say, Kelly Raspberry, I got a crush on you too, girl.
Are you texting me and I'm just not seeing it?
You know, I don't even talk to the girls, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nick also texted, JC got a naked picture of Ricky Martin holding a puppy that says, whisper this.
I don't even know what that means.
Oh, man. My God, dude. No, but y'all were talking about it, and I was just praying that y'all would see this text message because I was like, dude. You ever, like, laugh at yourself? Like, I was hysterically laughing at myself that morning.
You know what, Nick? I actually do laugh at these text messages, and I told Kelly yesterday. I was like, man, I didn't get my my text message from the dude about my tattoos on my inner thigh yesterday.
Yeah, were you taking the day off?
Yeah, what's up with that,
Easter Monday off?
I actually had to get up earlier for work, so I didn't get to listen to you guys.
Dang it.
Nick, can we convince you to get a tattoo on your inner thigh?
If you pay for it.
We'll pay for it. Yeah, we'll put the Kid Craddock Morning Show logo on your inner thigh.
How about just JC's face?
No!
It was a bluff at first, but then y'all were like, y'all, I forgot y'all got money, so.
we'll do it. We'll get it done.
Yeah, we have friends that'll do it. But, Nick, it's nice to meet you, man. Thank you for texting the show every day.
Nick?
Did we lose him?
He's just that Nick? Cool. He hangs up.
Yeah, that's what cool guys do.
Damn, man.
They get done, and they're gone.
He's just like that.
Ghost. They get done, and they're ghost.
I told you, this dude's a stud.
Yeah.
This dude's a stud.
We may never find out.
The bank. Stop.
What, Al?
My computer froze.
Just make something up, man.
Wing freestyle.
I can't.
You can freestyle.
Okay, hang on.
It's like two sentences.
And your computer freezing up doesn't matter because it's on the screen, isn't it?
Got it. Go.
I can't wait for this one.
Beat the bank. Step in the vault. Go for the loot. Will you have guts or will you say stoop? Beat the bank.
That one was terrible. So glad we
that's what we stopped the show for right there.
Stoop.
Or will you say stoop?
The British accent.
Stop.
It'd be stop.
Stop.
Stoop.
Give me a little bit of liberty here.
Stoop.
Maybe your computer froze for that reason. Maybe it knew.
That was bad.
Time to stop you.
I don't even want you
I bet
read.
Your computer's so tired from all the spell check. Your computer just dies.
Yeah, the screen goes, I need a raise.
So tired.
Not today, Holmes.
All right, let's play round one of Beat the Bank. If you didn't get in this hour, we'll play in less than an hour. We got round two coming up. But right now, Jessica Gray, welcome to the show. Hi.
Hi guys. How
are
y'all?
Fine. Hey. You. What's up?
Any relation? Hey. Any relation to Christian?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Good.
All right.
That'd be weird if that was your brother.
What are you doing this morning?
I am driving into work.
What do you do?
I'm in the military.
Oh, for you.
Thank you for your service.
Are you driving like a tank?
No tank this morning. Just a little car.
Oh, okay.
That would have been cool if she goes, not a tank, it's an Apache.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So you're going to be working all day, huh? What do you do with the military?
I'm a supply sergeant.
Oh.
Right, sergeant.
Sergeant. Ooh. Sergeant, great.
Supply sergeant. What's a supply sergeant do?
Just order a bunch of supplies for the military and uniforms and just order all of our needs.
Yeah.
Wow. You're like the manager. Like equipment manager.
That sounds fun. It's just like online shopping all day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? With important stuff.
Well, I wish it was something like that.
Where do you
I'm trying to chick it up.
Where do you find the greatest deals on missiles?
Yeah. Where are the cutest outfits?
Yeah, Groupon. 40% off Groupon on a missile.
All right, Jessica. Here's how Beat the Bank works. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. The banker's going to be throwing dollar amounts your way. It increases the longer you stay in there, and he will pause here and there. Based on how you feel it's going, you yell stop. That's how much money you will win. It can get to $1,000. You still have to yell stop. If you don't and it closes, you win nothing. Okay, Jessica?
Okay, let's do this.
All right. Okay. How you feeling?
Yes.
I'm going to ask you how you feeling out.
You know what?
Yeah?
We've had, one or two times it's gone over, well over $900.
Okay.
Yesterday went up to $1,000.
Yeah?
You're in the military. I'm feeling very lukewarm.
Lukewarm.
Every day you feel lukewarm.
That's Al's new thing.
I'm feeling very lukewarm. That's my rap name.
There you go.
Little lukewarm.
And again,
I think lukewarm would be a great name for a Luke Bryan tribute artist.
Lukewarm.
Yes.
Lukewarm. You know, because they have tribute bands all the time. Lukewarm would be the best for a Luke Bryan tribute artist because it can't be a tribute band. It's one guy.
Yeah.
All right, we digress. Let's give this girl some money.
All right, Jessica, let's play
Beat the Bank. $130, $180, $220, $280, $430, $490.
Oh. I hear you. Yeah. 490. Oh, that was a long
pause.
Long pause.
Was he trying to fool her? I don't know.
I don't know. Jessica, you got $490. Not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Not too bad. But we do want to see how high it would have gone during your turn.
Yep.
Again, you got your money. Don't worry about what happens here. This is just for fun. Let's see. We're 490.
510. 530. 570. 720.
Oh man, I'm gonna stop predicting.
790. 800.
Oh man.
All right.
That's all right. 490 ain't bad.
That's not bad at all.
I'm happy with it. Thank y'all so much.
You almost feel better when it doesn't go up to $1,000 when they bail out.
Yeah.
Good job, Sergeant.
So more than you had a couple minutes ago.
Yeah.
You can go and buy you all the supplies you want now.
I'm thankful for it. Thank y'all.
Enjoy your money. Thank you so much for your service, Jessica, and you have a wonderful
day.
Thanks,
guys. And I love y'all. Thank y'all so much.
Love you too.
Love you too. Jessica Gray, $490 with Beat the Bank. We'll play again in about 50 minutes. And coming up next,
can't keep my hands to myself.
The most followed person on Instagram.
Man.
I'm sneaking up on her, though.
Yeah, you're getting there.
Whew. It's a tight race.
Started on Barney, now she here.
That is true.
Selena Gomez got a hot song, Hands to Myself. We'll chat with her and see what she's up to and her new tour and all that. Coming up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Congratulations to Jessica Gray. She won $490 with Beat the Bank. We'll play again in about 40 minutes. And we're just a couple of minutes away from talking to Selena Gomez.
Can't keep my hands to myself. No matter how hard I'm trying to. I want you all to myself. Your metaphorical gin and juice. So come on, give me a taste of what it's like to be next to you. Won't let one drop go to waste. Your metaphorical gin and juice. Oh, all of the downs and the uppers keep making love to each other. And I'm trying. Keep my hands to myself. Hands to myself. Can't keep my hands to myself. Hands to myself. The doctors say you're no good. But people say what they wanna say. And you should know if I could. I'd breathe you in every single day. Oh, cause all of the doubts and the outbursts keep making love to each other. And I'm trying. All of the downs and the outbursts keep making love to each other. And I'm trying, but I can't keep my hands to myself.
All right, Kelly Raspberry.
Yes.
Favorite line of Hands to Myself.
I think I could, but why would I want you?
That's right, Selena Gomez. Hi, Selena Gomez.
All that.
That was great.
She's on the phone right now.
But I can't hear her. I bet she's singing it back to me.
She probably is.
Here comes our producer to fix it, Selena.
She will.
You can hear
Selena.
It.
What'd you do wrong, JC?
I didn't do anything.
Probably
push
all
buttons.
Selena's fault.
We're going to do this.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
There you are.
We got you.
I'm sorry. I've been talking, and I was like, "Who can?"
You're like, they're ignoring me. Why aren't they talking back to me?
They're pressing buttons.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Selena.
What's up, baby?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh, we're having. I mean, I'm telling you, Selena, I'm having so much fun with you in my car. My daughter and I love your new stuff. I mean, we just sing it constantly. We love the old stuff too, but we're loving your new music.
Well, we were playing the song before we interviewed you, Selena, and I was singing it in the bathroom, and I just heard somebody laugh at me. So, not a good place to sing it. But you're busy.
Well, thank you.
You got your revival tour coming up, kicking off in May.
Yeah, that's kind of been the mode I'm in at the moment. Thank you, by the way, for saying all that. This album is just, it's been really important for me, and I've been beyond myself kind of putting it out there. And I already want to do things that are better, and I'm already trying to continue. And
But it, the I mean, the album and translating it onto tour is kind of everything that I get excited for.
Right.
That's my favorite part. So we're definitely in that mode of making it a great show.
You're pretty close to your mom. So when Hands to Myself, the video came out, did you have to tell mom, like, Mom, it's going to get sexy?
Hey, I need to remind you, my mom put me in Spring Breakers. So she's like,
good point. Good point.
She's cool, you know, with it.
She, of course, she still gets motherly, but no, she thought it was cool. She loves that song. Her favorite song is Same Old Love, though.
Yeah, well, I love that, too. I mean, you were on Saturday Night Live. It was like I was seeing a different side of you, that whole sexy Selena. It's like you're giving the world this different version of yourself, which I guess has always been there, but it was fun to watch.
I mean, well, I think it's fun to be able to kind of play with the idea of what does that song mean. When I went in the studio and kind of figured out where we were going with it, it was the second to last song we recorded, and I don't know. I do feel like I'm in this place where it's still, it's not in your face about it. You know, it's not in a way where I'm trying to be over the top. It's just, I'm just having fun with where I'm at. I feel good about my body. I feel good about myself. It just,
well, don't do that.
Kinda,
don't do that.
Don't
because
do what?
We've known her so long, Kelly. And
don't
when
do
she
what?
Was, be sexy and feel good about, I don't know.
Oh, no, be sexy, Selena.
Don't be sexy. I don't need
you. Selena, be sexy.
I don't need you to be sexy. I need you to be the little girl.
I like it.
Yeah.
I love it, but
well,
I feel bad about it.
It's a little, you know, it's a little weird. I think I'm fully aware that that transition I'm still kind of in. So it's fine. My dad gets really creeped out. So.
Yes.
Well, when we go to see you in concert, which we absolutely will, that's mm-hmm. like on our must-do list.
We're inviting
love
ourselves.
That.
Are you working out
good.
The Are you working out the show now? I mean, what can we expect in your concerts?
Yeah, we're in the middle of all that. So I'm actually playing piano for the first time on the road. So we've been in piano lessons for an hour, and then I've been in vocal lessons for an hour. And then we do about 5 to 6 hours of dance every day.
Oh my gosh!
The stage is beautiful. We've designed that and the set list, but it's I just want to give everybody a show they hadn't seen, or like you said, I like when people haven't seen a different side of me. I love being able to go there. So it's going to be beautiful, though. It's a lot of different feels and kind of the themes of the album, vulnerability and the strength, and it's just fun.
Are you going to have any special guests on the Revival tour that you're
working
on?
I don't know. I'm gonna try. I'm going to see if ASAP or Fetty will come on for any of my stuff. I would love to. I think that's the best part, is being able to sing and perform with people that you love.
So, I mean, I have to say this is so funny to me because I love ASAP Rocky too. You're so lucky you get to work with just such like a different genre of music. But is it funny to you when you go into the studio and you record again with Wiz and then all these rumors come out that Selena's dating Wiz Khalifa? It's so funny to me.
I think it's hilarious because even ASAP said that. He was like, yo, everybody keeps asking if I hit that. I was like, oh my God, that's so weird. I was like, it's so awkward. Because I am exactly who I am. It's just my music. I sent my song to ASAP. I didn't even know him. Like, I like his music. I love that genre of music in that space. So, I mean, it's pretty obvious. I think it's funny. I think everybody has the same idea. They would go, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Like, but it's still so much street cred.
Right?
Yeah, for sure. It's like, hey, if they love the music, that's all
that matters.
So he didn't hit that.
No, he didn't.
even with
shocking, right?
Even with the ASAP Rocky smile,
Selena? I don't know. I mean, I'm into ASAP, Selena. Wiz doesn't do it for me. ASAP kind of does.
You know, I kind of get it. It too, but
yeah.
You know, I think I should be more insulted that he said it in a way where it was funny. I was like, wait, why is that funny?
Would you not?
Now, if you ever collaborate with Lil Wayne, Jenna's going to fight you for him.
Yeah, I love Weezy.
Oh, my Lanta.
You are the number one most followed person on Instagram now.
Selena
Congratulations.
Gomez is? Wow.
Yeah.
Is that a goal? I mean, was that your goal to be the number one person on Instagram?
No, I got in trouble because in an interview when somebody asked me, I said, it's cool. And then they asked me about that exact same question. I was like, no, to be honest, I don't really care. I was like, I really like Instagram, but sometimes it's really bad.
Yeah.
And they were like, you can't say that about Instagram. You're the fault. I was like, I'm sorry. It's not that I don't love it. I'm just like every other 23-year-old girl. I love posting stuff. I say too much sometimes. I post a picture and delete it because I shouldn't have posted it. I do all the dumb shit on Instagram. I don't know. I love being able to connect with fans and with people, and I have to take a break from it every now and then.
Right.
But I love what you...
She just cursed.
No, I love what you said about it, though, Selena, because you wrote a long comment with it, because it's true. It's like, what is this kind of award, you know, to be the most followed? It's what you do with the platform, and you
right.
do so many wonderful things with the platform.
Yeah,
and
it
that's
gives you
what's
power.
Most important. Yeah.
It gives you a lot of power.
And I love it. And I see a lot of the times when you're flying, Selena, you will go on Instagram and you message back to your fans, which is unheard of. And with people of your stature, which is really cool.
Thank you. I think that's just kind of why I've enjoyed it and why I've been able to kind of connect with my fans that way. But
man,
yeah,
how do you deal with the mean? Because we get it mildly. You get it to another degree. You know, do you just have days that you shut down from social media and can't even look at it?
Yeah, because whether you like it or not, some people you just start your mornings with it and then you end your mornings with it. And that was me. And sometimes I would just change my password or have my assistant change my password and then delete the app off my phone just for a couple of days, just so that I could wake up and not look at that and something else. So just every now and then I have to do that. I get weird about it sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever put on costumes and go out in public? Because I'm sure you miss being able to do that.
Disguises.
Yeah, do you put on disguises and go hang out?
No, I've tried. I wore a blonde wig with a baseball cap once. I was like, this is so obnoxious because I think it just makes it worse. Before, like, who's this blonde person with, like, this goofy hat on her head? I don't know. It's just I like to stay at home if I feel like I'm not in the mood to go out, or I'll just go to the random little Mexican taco truck down the street from my apartment. Like, that's just kind of my vibe.
Oh, I love it.
Wait, you live in an apartment?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
I pictured you like in a huge mansion in the hills.
With a swimming pool.
No, I did actually. I started with that, and I had roommates, and I wanted the whole gated and the whole safe thing, and I was there for a year, and I sat there, and I was like, this is ridiculous. I'm 23 years old. Like, what am I doing? So I got an apartment in the city, and it's just me and my roommate.
That's why we love you, Selena Gomez.
It.
You're still so grounded, even after all these years, from the Barney years to now where you're at. Hands to myself. Make sure you buy that song if you don't have it, but I'm sure you already do, because who doesn't have that song? And get your tickets to the Revival Tour at SelenaGomez.com and check it out.
Oh, they're on sale now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to go do that.
They're going
to
sell out, so hurry up.
I don't count on them to get me free tickets to anything, Selena. I'm going to put some money in your pocket on this one.
Well, I would hope to see you guys there, honestly. It would be so much fun.
You will. Awesome. You're looking for my daughter, and I really do. We love everything you're doing right now. So we're going to be there. That's going to be my treat with her.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that was fun talking to Selena Gomez, right?
Yes.
It's time for Does That Make Me Crazy? And Big Al Mack told Selena Gomez not to be sexy. Does that make him crazy? All guys say yes. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And what's Does That Make Me Crazy, Big Al Mack?
Well, little things that you do that you don't really think are abnormal, but then sometimes you just wonder, does that make me crazy? Does anybody else do stuff like this? Give us a call. Let us know. We'll tell you if you're crazy or not.
We'll do it next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Jessica Gray won $490 with Beat the Bank with the first round. We're going to play in about 20 minutes. Make sure you have those phones handy to see how much money you can win. But now it's time to find out if you're crazy or not, Kid Nation.
Oh, yeah, we know.
Oh, we know.
We can listen to you, yeah.
I mean, we don't have our PhDs or anything.
No. We don't need that.
But we've been doing this for years now.
Right.
And basically, we should be considered doctors.
Pretty much.
We'll let you know if you're crazy. We even have a Does That Make Me Crazy Hall of Fame. It's those things you do, you think are normal, and then your friends pull you aside one day, and they're like, yeah, that's weird.
That's a little crazy.
That's pretty weird.
Cray-cray.
We got a text message right here. By the way, our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You can use that to call or text our show. Here's a text. Since I've been through the judicial system, when I touch anything, I always get paranoid if my fingerprints are left on the surfaces. Does that make me crazy?
No, just paranoid, just like you said.
Don't kill anyone.
That means you, what if you go somewhere and you touch the countertop and then somebody comes in after and commits a crime?
Right.
Then you're the one that gets pulled in.
Oh, I know about that, yeah.
That's what they're talking
about. Alibi thing. You have a good alibi.
What if you were at home by yourself? I feel you on that one. No, that just makes you super safe.
Yeah.
Being through the judicial system, that means
You've been arrested.
You're getting cuffed up, right?
Yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah.
I would imagine so.
All right, let's go around the room. Does our fingerprints in the judicial system out?
Mine are. Oh,
yes.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly?
Yes,
when I was a waitress in Georgia, we all had to be fingerprinted because
really?
We were serving alcohol. So my prints are in the system.
Jenna? Yes.
My record was expunged when I was 18 because I did my community service. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but your fingerprints are still in there.
In the system.
And it's all there. Mine
Whatever.
Are, too.
Yeah.
Mine are, too. Everybody's
Why are
out.
Yours in the system?
In college, we were trying to take these big tubs for a party that we were having, and we were going to return them to the construction site the next morning, but we got caught.
You're going to return them?
Yeah, we're going to borrow them so that we could put a tarp over it and then make a pool, and then after the party, we're going to return them.
Did you ask them if you could borrow them?
No, because unfortunately, nobody was there
them.
At 11 o'clock.
You stole
well,
them.
Well, we were going to try to borrow them.
You didn't borrow them.
We were
them.
Going to borrow
them. You take
them.
Something, they don't know it. That's not borrowing.
We're going to borrow and return, and
the
then
intention was
somebody
good.
Didn't ask us if we're going to borrow.
I borrowed. I borrowed that beer.
So, yeah, they caught us. We had to apologize. Community service. I try to find faces in everything I look at, like the console of my car, the radio looks like a robot face, or the mini towels in my shower. I found Jack from The Nightmare Before Christmas. Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
Yes. You're crazy.
I like that, though. That makes life fun.
Yeah, sure. But you're crazy.
Have you done that? I've done that before.
Never done it.
I've done it with clouds, but never, like...
textures and stuff?
Yeah, no.
That's weird. Not even like a tree? You try to like find Jesus in the tree so you can take a picture and make money?
Nope.
No.
No? Okay.
Find Jesus to make money.
Just in my chicken nuggets.
Yeah. Did you see that steak that had the devil?
No. Uh-uh. A steak that had the devil?
Look up the devil steak. The devil is in the steak. It's got like a goat body, the horns, and even has the red eyes because of the blood was perfectly
really?
Placed in the steak.
Interesting.
We're gonna. I'll find it and I'll post it on my
devil
Facebook.
Steak.
Devil steak. I'm telling you, it's true. It's
something
happening.
Something like deviled
egg? No. All right, let's get a teacher on the phone. Eric, welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? Go ahead, sir.
Morning.
Morning.
I am an 8th grade math teacher, and while my students are taking their statewide test, I like to pretend and think about which one of them I might be friends with and which ones of them I might hate. Does that make me crazy?
As long as you're not thinking which ones you want to date, yeah. I don't have a problem
okay,
with it.
Okay, ones you might hate.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, good. I don't have a problem with it.
Good. Yeah.
You sit there and that. Oh, man, totally would not be friends with that cat.
Do you think about them if they were your age older or if you were in 8th grade?
If I was in 8th grade, which ones of them
yeah.
might be my
yeah.
best friend?
Yeah.
And, you know, might I have some problems?
Yeah.
That's funny. That's
hey,
funny.
Eric, what's the big drama going on at school right now? Anything crazy?
No, not this year. Not this year yet. But, you know, there's still time, so I'm kind of just waiting to see what goes down.
Yeah, you got about what? Yeah. About a month and a half or so?
Any big breakups?
Yeah.
Any big breakups?
You know what? I have seen a couple kids that are pretty distraught coming into my classroom. You know, as a teacher, it's kind of, you kind of have to be there for them. But then at the same time, it's like, hey, we've got business. You know, we've taken a test today,
yeah.
so. You got to get to it.
You can console them, but you're like, I wouldn't really be friends with them.
Yeah.
So
that's
thanks,
an emotional
Eric.
Age.
You know, absolutely.
All right, man. Have a wonderful day. Good luck with the test.
Thanks for teaching our kids.
Man, I hated taking those tests.
I loved it.
You did?
I liked tests.
Because I did the whole prep thing.
I
hated testing. Going to the prep classes.
I like the tests you just took just to without studying. The ones just to see where you are.
Okay.
I love those.
The standardized
Yeah,
ones.
The standardized tests. I love that.
You liked it because you did well at it.
I love the little filling the little bubbles with number two pencils.
Uh-huh. If you didn't know the answer, which one would you go with? I'd always go with C.
C was a good choice.
I went with the most, I just took the educated guess.
Kelly never didn't know the answer.
No, I didn't. Sometimes I would try to reason which one would be the answer.
I'm glad we met as adults because we would not have gotten along in school. You could have been the girl at the front of the classroom
with
all the answers. I would have been strolling in late with a folder, no pen.
You would have been the bad boy. Maybe she would have had a crush on you.
I didn't get any trouble, but I was the opposite of Kelly as far as studious.
Right. I was middle. Mm. I would want to go play, but I'd still kind of study sometimes.
My sister, who graduated Stanford, would walk out of school at the end of the day with an arm full of books. I mean, she couldn't even carry them to the car, practically. I had a folder.
I'm surprised the smart kids from back in the day don't have, like, back problems, because their backpacks were always, like, super thick.
Yeah.
Like, they had, like, 8 books in there. And they're, like, 30-pound kids.
They put them on suitcases on wheels.
Right? Nick, welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? Go ahead.
Hi, I was actually going to call in and ask about an activity that I'm engaging in right now.
Oh, what's that?
I work third shift, and I have a long 45-minute commute from work to home in the morning. Yep. And this time of year, there's a lot of deer corpses on the side of the road. And it's a lot of fog as well at the time of day that I drive home.
Yeah.
So I've kind of resorted to just laying on the horn for like 20 or 30 minutes at a time as I drive through the fog to just, you know, ward off any deer that may stumble out in front of me on
That's
the highway.
Nice.
That's kind of you.
You're warning the deer.
Well, there's no other traffic, so I don't feel like I'm like endangering other people.
It's a lot of horn.
But I just is a lot of horn. Does that make me crazy?
No, you're such a kind soul. Yeah. I want to save the deer.
That makes you
a
little.
I don't want to murder Bambi.
Just makes you a little horny.
Makes you horny.
What else?
I knew that was gonna.
Too easy. I couldn't.
All right. Well, I feel better knowing that I have your approval.
All right. Thank you for being
careful.
Safe, man. That is so smart. Actually.
Yeah.
Scary drive.
I can only imagine if there's a cop on the side of the road, he's thinking he's getting like abducted or something. I'm surprised that hasn't happened to Nick yet.
Dear course.
Oh, he's still on the phone. Nick, have you been pulled over for that? Have you been pulled over for honking your horn yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
But I have had like an occasional drifter give me some crazy eyes as I'm like barreling towards them.
I like Nick's idea.
Yeah.
We should all go home honking our horns today.
I know, right?
Even if we live in the city.
Nobody spooks me. I don't like horns.
Yeah. Rose, welcome.
Yes.
How you doing this morning?
Good. How are you guys?
We're
wonderful.
Good.
So, let's see if you're crazy or not. We'll let you know.
What do you do?
Well, for years, I've been, as I'm driving and I'm about to run a red light or kind of do, I close my eyes because it makes me feel better. Because if I don't see myself run through a red light, I don't think anybody else sees it, and the cops won't see it.
You won't see that car.
You run through the intersection with
does that make me crazy?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're driving through intersections with your eyes closed.
Don't run red light.
Well, on a red light, yeah.
Well, yeah, it's a yellow light up ahead, and by the time I get there, it's a red light, I think, because my eyes are closed.
Oh my god!
It makes me feel better because, you know, I don't see myself do it, so I don't think anybody else saw it either.
Oh my god.
Wow.
I want to know
we saw that crazy lady going through the red.
Yeah, I want to know where you live so I know not to go on your route.
You've never been in an accident, Rose?
No, I think it works because I've never gotten a ticket. I've never wrecked. I think it works.
I think you're right. It works.
Attention, condition, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Rose, yeah, you're crazy for doing that.
Jeez.
Do you ever go under the toll booth and close your eyes so that they think you're sleeping?
No!
Yeah, do you play dead in the toll?
Because I always think they're watching you when you're driving through.
Driving.
I've done it at the airport exit.
So if you close your eyes on the first one and you go to the second one, the guy's going to be like, hold on, this guy's like sleep driving.
You're driving a motor vehicle. No, not do that.
No, just real quick while you're going
under.
Just to play a trick on the guy.
I don't even want to blink when I'm driving. Because I'm
duck all the way down.
Yeah. Golly.
I'm gonna put my dog in the front.
Crazy stuff.
All right, we got to play round two of Beat the Bank.
Oh, man.
Jessica won $490 earlier. We play twice a day, which means we play again next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
That music right there means it's time to play Beat the Bank. We play twice a day. This is round two. We need caller number 11 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Since Beat the Bank has come back, we have not had a $1,000 winner.
No.
Still looking for that first one. Now, again, we don't know anything, you know. We just hope that you will win a lot of money.
Banker and all those long pauses.
Yeah. Man, the banker's been so tricky lately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, he'll hop from, like, $500 to $1,000.
All over the place.
Crazy man. Jenna, I assume you saw what's going on Facebook.
I just saw something
based on what you
ridiculous.
Were saying. Ridiculous, Jenna.
Not okay.
Jenna gave me the greatest gift on earth for Christmas.
What? Well,
a squirrel.
A squirrel. That's right. Yeah.
I looked so hard to find a genuine taxidermy shop, something dark, something cool. This thing took like 6 weeks to get here from a shop outside of London called The Quick and the Dead. And it's all crazy taxidermy creatures set up in different scenarios. It was awesome.
It's a British squirrel, mate.
Yeah, British squirrel. He was holding a Heineken and or something like that. So anyway, yeah, I was so excited to get him.
He's on his legs, standing up, and he has his little paws up so that you could put a beer can in there
or anything, a protein shake, whatever you like.
Protein shake. I put my ring, my wedding ring, like when I go to the gym, in his arm like a bracelet. I put my jewelry on him, my necklaces. He's basically a jewelry holder.
Okay.
And but my son recently took a liking to him. Named him Roy, because that was the name of the squirrel that used to sleep in the tree. So he thinks that's Roy. And I taught Kaysen the art of the prank.
Okay.
Which means scaring mom. And the other day, Kaysen took Roy and put him right at the entrance of our bedroom. Mm. But he wasn't standing up like Kinsey's used to watching him or seeing him. He put him on all four legs. Mm-hmm. So it looked
like a new squirrel.
Like he was ready to attack.
Attacking squirrel.
And Kaysen came and told me. He said, Papa, I'm going to scare Mama. I put the squirrel by your room.
Oh, well done, son.
Don't go. Yeah. Don't go there. And I said, all right, buddy, I will wait. Sure enough, boy. 3 minutes later, we hear the, what the man? And stuff drops. And Kinsey comes out running and she says, I'm throwing the squirrel away for what you did. And I said, me? How dare you blame me? It was not me. It was Kaysen.
It was your son.
Oh, you knocked him out.
And sure enough, Kaysen comes out running and goes, it was me, Mama. I got you. Yay.
I'm so proud.
And that's when she said, if you don't get rid of the squirrel or take it to work, I'm throwing it away.
But this morning, I just a moment ago see it in my news feed. Kinsey writes on JC's Facebook wall, guess what's going in the trash before our showing, and a picture of said squirrel.
Ooh, Roy.
I just wrote, no, that I don't like dropping money, you know, like, no, that was expensive. But that was expensive. That was like a $200 squirrel, a Christmas present that we waited forever to get. I want him.
I want him
too. Throw him away.
I'm being rebellious. I'll admit that.
I could put him in the bar.
Yeah.
No, that's my guy.
Do not throw that squirrel away. He's one of a kind.
You know, I could use him as a beer holder.
You can't. You know how great it is to wake up every morning and turn to my right and there he is?
A dead squirrel.
Well, to me, he looks alive.
But he's not.
His eyes look alive.
He's pretty dead.
It's the shell of the squirrel.
I thought I would hate it, and I had to open it when it came in the mail. Like, I don't do that when a present comes from someone else. You give it to them. Mm-hmm. I opened it because I was so curious to see what this real dead squirrel looked like, and he was gorgeous. His fur was soft and silky. It's a little eerie.
Yeah.
I'm with Kinsey.
He was gorgeous.
No,
trash it, Kinsey.
Why would you trash it when we want it?
There will be consequences if Roy gets thrown away.
Just give him home.
Take him back.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take him back, yeah.
Kaysen loves Roy. I love Roy. Jesus loves Roy.
Jesus don't care about Roy.
Jesus loves everybody.
Roy was one of God's creatures.
He was, Kelly.
And the creature is dead.
He's not anymore.
Yeah. Jesus loves Roy. That's a fact. So if you throw it away, Kinsey, if you're listening.
No, don't.
Consequences.
We'll take it. Just give him a new home. We'll take him. Either Jenna will take him or I'll put him.
I'm not taking him.
He's staying next to my bed. That's where Roy belongs.
I'll put him up on a shelf in the bar.
My son cuddles with Roy at night watching TV and pets him.
He's cuddling with a dead animal.
He's so clean. He smells good.
He smells good.
That could be a problem.
That's creepy.
He has a little taxidermy.
He's a designer dead squirrel.
You should call in on Does That Make Me Crazy?
Yeah.
If that's what he's doing.
He's like the Louis Vuitton of squirrels.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
He is. Roy?
Roy
the homie right there.
There's more where that came from, too.
Maybe I could just put him on my car.
Rat this year.
Oh, what if I hang him from my car from the rearview mirror?
That'd be cool.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Beat the bank. Beat the bank. Beat the bank. How on earth do you stay alive? Bad idea. Close your eyes and try.
That's a throwback.
Yeah.
15 minutes ago.
Yeah, Rose called in during Does That Make Me Crazy and said she closes her eyes when she's about to run a red light because she doesn't think people can see her.
Don't do that. Newsflash.
Don't do that.
It's not safe.
It's not safe. But she says it's worked so far, so who are we to judge?
Well, at least she's not texting.
Right? They can wait. But definitely, please keep your eyes open when you're going through intersections, especially if it's red. Let's meet our contestant for this hour. Jennifer Watson, congratulations.
Oh, my goodness. I'm pulling over.
Yep, pull on over. Keep those eyes open, too.
Eyes open.
My eyes are open. Eyes are open. Pulling over.
Are you on your way to work right now?
Yes, I am.
What do you do?
I am a child care provider for a family. I've been with them since they had two little kiddos, and now they're up to four.
Wow.
Wow.
Are they rich?
I hope so.
So you're basically with the kids all day long till they get off work, right?
Yes.
Do they take you with them on vacations and stuff?
Yeah, actually, yeah. Great family.
Sometimes you get hooked up with a good family. That's like a good gig. Man, it's a real good gig.
Yeah, I have a friend that gets to do that. And she gets to go like cool spots. Wherever,
yeah.
Fiji and stuff.
Yeah, but then you got to babysit.
Oh, well,
you're still babysitting in Fiji.
Yeah, right?
You're still Fiji.
Right, yeah, exactly.
It's all good there. Big Al, Matt, can you please tell our friend Jennifer how to play Beat the Bank?
Jennifer, we are going to put you in the Kid Craddock Morning Show vault, all right? And you're going to hear our banker spout off dollar amounts. When you feel like he's probably gone as far as he's going to go, then you just yell stop and you'll get the last dollar amount that you've heard. It's that easy. Now, if that door closes before you say stop, you're not going to get a thing. And we don't want that.
No. We don't want that. No. Trying to get through forever. I'm so excited to be on the phone with you guys, and it's gotten through.
See, and I bet you never thought you would get through, and you finally did, Jennifer.
Finally did. And can I ask, Al, how are you feeling?
You may.
Of course,
Jennifer, I'm glad you asked, because I want you to be very cautious here. Because we've had a lot of success with the banker going up to some high amounts, and I'm feeling like this might not be one of those times.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Now, keep in mind, I don't know anything. I don't know a doggone thing. You're way smarter than me.
I don't know. Big Al, are you saying you feel lukewarm again?
I'm feeling a little less than lukewarm. I'm feeling like room temperature.
Wow. Okay, that's just Big Al, what he's thinking. Again, he doesn't know anything. Make sure you say stop, even if it gets to $1,000. We don't want you to forget that, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's see how much Jennifer wins. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$150. $210. $240. $290. $360. $510. $520.
$520.
$520.
All right.
Stop at $520 for Jennifer.
You got it, Jennifer.
Watson. We just got a text from Kid Nation. It says, I think I just saw Jennifer pulled over. She's so focused.
Oh, wow. My goodness. How awesome. Thank you guys so much.
What are you going to do with $540?
If I $40, if I $20.
I am actually going on a trip, this first cruise ever in June, so this is going to go into the pot.
Nice.
All right. Where is it going to stop?
Oh, Cozumel, Honduras, and one more I cannot even remember.
Nice.
Too excited.
Somewhere hot.
It's probably going to be nice and hot.
Very cool.
Well, you got your $520, Jennifer. That's all yours, but this is the part of the game where we like to see how high you could have gone with Beat the Bank. All right, let's see.
Oh!
Wow!
Yeah, Jennifer!
You got every drop.
Wow!
You got every drop. I had $500 on my little paper, too.
Well done right there.
I'm getting my touch back.
Good deal.
That's a great deal. Jennifer, thank you so much for listening and playing. You have a wonderful day at work, okay?
Thanks, guys. Good to talk to you.
All right.
All right, take care of them little ones. Wow. We've had a couple of those where they pull that last second.
Yeah.
Good job. We'll play again tomorrow morning at 6:50 and 7:50 Central. If you didn't get in today, don't worry. We still got monies for you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Quick alert, you're probably going to see on Instagram all these people and businesses posting the turn on your notification. I'm sure you've seen it already on Instagram.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Because turning on your notification means it's going to notify you every time they post, and that's going to get super annoying.
Okay.
So you won't see us asking you to turn on the notifications.
We'd never bug someone to follow me.
Just give me the heads up. You're going to see a lot of those because Instagram's changing their things up.
Okay.
I wouldn't do it. That's my personal opinion.
All right.
That's just what I'm saying.
I like your opinions.
We got Elena Davies in studio, so we're going to...
Hey.
Launch into Tinder. Tinder Tuesday here.
Elena's just smiling and bubbling over there. She must have got a little Tinder hookup.
Yeah, Elena. Tenderoni. Elena, what'd you do this weekend?
I went on a 90s bar crawl.
Yeah, Elena went on a 90s. The 90s are in.
Yeah, you I'm still vibing the 90s today. I got my choker on and my scrunchie.
The lipstick.
I got my lipstick on.
I got my flannel.
You haven't been home since Saturday?
Yeah, no, it's been a wild couple days.
It's a long walk of shame.
Right. We'll get into Elena's 90s pub crawl later on this week because she get some audio from that. But Lil Birdie told me, Elena, that something really, really cool happened during this 90s pub crawl.
I remember some of it. I think maybe something cool happened.
You met a fella, I'm hearing?
I met a fella or a few fellas.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. You answer it with a number, please.
No. I don't feel good about this.
How many boys did you kiss this weekend?
Oh, my goodness.
Three.
Oh, what?
Oh, that was higher than I expected. Okay. was one of those boys famous?
Yes. Okay. Well, define famous. I don't know.
Do people know him?
Yeah, famous. You know what famous means.
Yeah, I guess he's famous.
Strong following on social media. On TV sometimes.
Pretty strong.
Yeah.
Saw his face on a billboard this weekend, too, actually.
Yeah.
God.
All these hints.
Ever been on our show?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Possible. You're hyperventilating over there? You need a brown paper bag?
I wasn't actually planning on discussing this, so.
Yeah,
we were ruining it now. It wasn't.
Oh, well,
that's
right,
what we
no.
do. That's what we do. We ruin things for people on this show.
Elena apparently does not want to tell people.
I mean.
She just wants to drop hints.
Well, at this point.
Right.
I don't know.
Just drop a hint.
I can't do it. He was just on the Kid TV replay.
Oh, there you go. So if you're watching Kid TV or you watched Kid TV, there you go.
I wasn't watching.
I wasn't either.
Oh, you weren't?
Y'all should tune into Kid TV.
Well, I wasn't in the room.
Did you watch the Grammys?
I was getting my makeup did. All right. So we're not
good on that, Elena, by the way.
So you don't need Tinder anymore.
That's pretty cool.
Is that where we're going? Today. No, I'm just kidding. I still need it. But I
gotta y'all, stop it. Why are y'all doing this to her?
I didn't do nothing.
Yes, you did. You totally led that.
I did what? I just asked her about her weekend.
Okay.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah,
I think it's really cool.
I think we ought to.
Yeah.
Leave it at that.
Sometimes you have a great weekend. And you got to be happy about that
weekend. Yeah.
Wow. Now we will.
Was
get
he one, two, or three?
Two.
I would have gone with one there.
See, just by admitting all that, you've already ruined it.
I know.
Yeah. Right, Kelly?
I know. I never went through. But I the makeup.
It was phases. It was a weird day. I don't know.
I was with you.
It was
part
all in one day.
It was a weird day. We were together for a few hours. There was no making out in front of me.
You didn't even stretch it out the whole weekend. It was a weird day.
Yeah, it was a day.
Three guys. And
the first person that I saw when I walked into the bar was my ex best friend, who's dating my ex boyfriend. So I was feeling very conflicted internally.
You went into mode.
I just, you know,
got drunk. Yeah.
Drunk, and feel a little bad about it now.
No, it's understandable. You see your ex-best friend who's dating your ex-boyfriend, and you get into that mode, and you're like, man, I'd
leave the bar, and she gets hammered.
I did leave the bar, and then they showed up at the next bar and left that bar, and they showed up at the next bar.
I kissed three guys, and I
know, I'm interested to see where this went.
That.
Elena and I were together.
All right.
We were.
Elena came to my house, but I knew she was ready to go because she was, like, decked out at 11 o'clock to lay out.
Kelly, did you get an invite? To the Easter eggs?
You guys are crazy. I told you. This all came together at work.
Okay, let me just ask one more question.
But I didn't get it. You know, it's always just nice.
It was on the air, actually. We can play it back when I invited you.
Let me just ask one question.
I don't remember that.
Okay, it was in one day.
Yeah.
What time frame?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, was it after two?
Why are you being so picky?
I just want to know. You started kissing the first guy at 12 noon. I'm just throwing it out there. And you kissed the last guy at 12 minutes. Whatever. Just
give me that. I got to the bar crawl around 4
p.m., okay.
And I got home around 4 a.m. So, just somewhere in there.
Okay.
Yeah, I assume you didn't show up and start making out with people, so.
No,
I knew one of the guys, and I don't know. It just happened on accident, purposefully.
Did you meet any of these people on Tinder?
No.
Yeah.
I thought we were doing Tinder Tuesday. Yeah. I was trying to bring it back to Tinder.
Elena has something cool voting season is about to take place.
Yeah, it is upon us. It is upon us. And Tinder is actually doing something super cool. I think this is awesome. They're doing something called Swipe the Vote.
Mm-hmm.
And it is basically matching you up with the person you should vote for based on things that are important to you. So obviously it doesn't cover every policy or every little nitpicky thing, but...
It would match you with people who are voting like you.
This is just for the candidates.
I think it's great for people who maybe aren't as educated on the matter. So it'll ask questions about increasing funding for education or drilling for oil in the U.S. or, you know, some even more controversial things. And you say, yes, you're for it. Yes, you're against it. There's about 10 questions. And it matches you up
with the candidate
that best represents these 10 to 12 things that it asked you. So you can say, like, you're 70% matched with said candidate.
I love that.
And then it goes down and lists the percentage match with all the other candidates as well.
And then you date somebody
who likes
get
them.
Back to dating.
Yeah, it doesn't. I don't think.
You make out with three guys, you pick one.
But it's
like, I'm going to vote for which guy I want to date.
Because it's tough to figure out who you want to vote for. And so what app is it on again?
It is on Tinder.
It's on Tinder.
Yeah. And make sure your apps are updated like always. Yeah. But you just swipe around. You'll still see guys and stuff. And then it'll pop up as one of those like sponsored ads kind of on Tinder. But it's so neat. I think it's great. Hmm. It's just interesting to see who you're matched with. And you don't necessarily have to vote for that person. But...
Didn't find a guy this weekend, but I'm voting for Bernie Sanders.
Oh, feel the burn, Jess. Feel the burn.
Stay tuned for Five Guy Friday.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
But what if I'm... So I have to get Tinder to do that?
That's a good excuse for a married guy to get Tinder.
There's others. Right?
Yeah, take other a poll sites. Online. They'll help you with who you want to vote
for. Yeah, CNN usually puts up one. There's other places to do this. But Tinder's just trying to, you know, it's interesting.
But if you've been thinking about cheating, voting's your excuse.
Exactly.
I've been struggling with who to vote for. Like, I don't know, you know? And I think that could help me out. So if I have to get Tinder,
well, it's definitely a loaded, you know, question. But it is kind of a neat little thing to see who you match with.
Now, is it true, Elena, you took the quiz, and even though he dropped out, you keep getting matched with Ben Carson?
That is not true. I hate you.
You're not getting matched with Ben Carson? That's just a rumor?
Yes. People are starting rumors about me now.
Wow. All right. Well, we'll hear all about Elena's 90s pub crawl this week.
Maybe
not all about it. Please don't judge me.
We already heard about some of it. It sounds pretty fun.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.